I was just going to spend a few minutes before we get down to prayer talking about prayer itself and the help that we can get in prayer. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I find it rather difficult as one who is a saved person, even to pray. It seems to be, for some reason, it's the last thing we really want to do within our own hearts is prayer, is pray. But it's the one thing that is needful. It's the one thing that we ought to be doing. We ought to be praying always. But sometimes we don't want to. And I just find it very strange that sometimes it can be rather difficult to pray. It can be rather difficult to come before the Lord. And I suppose it is a step of faith. It's a step out in faith to pray. But when you think about it, it is what the Lord has ordained for us to have this communication with the throne of God, to be able to lift up our voices and to pray to the Lord. It's the way the Lord wants it for those who are saved, to be able to enjoin together or alone and have this communication with the throne of God. It's wonderful, really, when you think about it, that God in heaven, who made heaven and earth and the worlds and the stars and everything, that we are in fact able, the Lord has enabled us to be able to seek his face, to pray. It's a very wonderful thing when you think about it. And not just that, but the Lord helps us. The Lord himself enables and helps us to pray. I want to look at just a verse in Romans. But you know the way when we come before the Lord, we can come with a confidence, as it says in Hebrews. We have a boldness or a confidence when we come before his throne, which is amazing, really. Here we are, sinful flesh, dust of the earth, and we're going to come before a thrice holy God with confidence, with boldness. Well, that's what it says in Hebrews. And how is this possible? Well, it's by his blood, by the blood of Jesus that was shed, enables us to come. Hebrews 10:19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest. Now, as you know, only the high priest was allowed to enter into the holiest place. But here we are, mere mortals. Boldness to enter in to the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So we have access into the holiest place. We have access to be able to pray by one thing only, by the blood that was shed for us on Calvary's tree. And it goes on further to say in that little section in Hebrews, let's draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let's draw near with a pure heart in full assurance of faith. It is a step out in faith, isn't it? We can draw near to the Lord. It's just wonderful that the Lord has afforded us this access by the blood that was shed for us. And we can have a confidence, not in ourselves, but in the blood. A confidence in what the Lord has done for us on that cross of Calvary, when he gave his life for us, shed his blood for us, was rose again the third day, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And also, the Lord himself prays for us. You know, in that high priestly prayer, I think it's John 17, where it says, just says that the Lord prays for us. Let me read it. This is the Lord in the middle of his prayer. He says, I pray for them, I pray not for the world. What for them which thou hast given me? For they are thine. Now, that's not just the Lord praying for the apostles. As it goes on further in that little section in John 17, it says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. And that's us. We're down the line 2,000 years. We believe through the word that's been given us. We believe in the Lord as our Savior. So the Lord's praying for them, but not for them only, for us as well. And it's the Lord's prayers that sustain us and keep us and enable us to be able to come before his throne of grace. So we have a confidence in his blood. The Lord prays for us. But the verse I want to look at in particular is Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And it's the part of the Holy Spirit in all this, and the help that the Holy Spirit gives in prayer. And it's a well-known verse. We sometimes quote it in prayer. Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities. So we have this help in prayer. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. If you're anything like me, you have plenty of infirmities when it comes to prayer. It could be lethargy. It could be laziness. It could be lack of faith. It could be a multitude of things. But the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray. It's just amazing. I find that amazing. After all these years, we don't know what to pray. We're seeking the Lord for revival. Certainly. We're seeking the Lord for help for our families, for those who are not saved, for those who are ill, for those who are infirm. We're looking to the Lord. But even if we didn't know what to pray, sometimes we don't know how to pray. And we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. The Holy Spirit knows what we should pray, knows how we should pray. And the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we find that when we come before the Lord in prayer, and we're primarily seeking the Lord to intervene in our countries, to intervene where we live, in revival, in restoration, in a Holy Spirit, God-given, God-sent revival. That's our primary purpose here. And we need the Holy Spirit to be able to pray. We need the Lord's intervention, the Lord's prayers for us to help us. We come in to the holiest place by that blood. But we also need the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And I don't know about you, but sometimes in prayer, you can really find yourself struggling and get stuck and find that the words aren't just coming as they ought to be. But the Holy Spirit can help us and guide us into all truth to glorify the Lord. And it can help us to pray and make us know what to pray for and how to pray. And it's really all about the Lord's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And the Holy Spirit obviously knows the will of God and can help us in that. Help us as we pray that the Lord's will be done. So these are just some small points about prayer. Some of them are a bit general, but I do think as we get down to prayer that sometimes we can find it difficult. But we have many helps, really. We have many helps to help us to pray. And I don't know, sometimes when I've been in prayer meetings, and sometimes it feels like the Holy Spirit maybe isn't just leading as much, or we're wondering, you know, where is this prayer meeting going? Or sometimes we have to wait a little while and just wait and watch for the leading of the Holy Spirit, to see which way the Holy Spirit is just going to lead a prayer meeting. And we have to have that ability to be able to say, well, we are flesh and blood, but we mustn't let that get in the way of the Holy Spirit's leading. And sometimes it just takes that inner spirit of ours to say, okay, I'm just going to listen to hear where the Holy Spirit's leading in this meeting. And I felt in the past, in our own prayer meeting on Zoom, I felt that we certainly knew a leading in the Holy Spirit on the whole praying on repentance. And I felt that the Lord did really help us in times gone by praying on that topic of personal repentance, repentance for the church in general. And the Holy Spirit can help us to pray, maybe in an area, or lead us in an area where we thought, well, that's not what I really intended. But we have to let the Holy Spirit lead us in prayer and guide us and be open to the Holy Spirit's movements and not let flesh get in the way. That's a big problem I have sometimes, because we can be very strong in ourselves and have our own wills. We must let the Holy Spirit lead and guide and have just that inner, that ear that can sense, listen to the prayers and sense where is the Spirit leading. So those are just some things that we may or may not be helpful in prayer. And I do pray that we would be led by the Holy Spirit, because if we're led by the Holy Spirit, it's going to be the Lord's will. We may be surprised where that ends up. We may be surprised and think, well, I didn't really intend to pray like that or pray on that subject. But the Holy Spirit of truth will lead us and guide us. John says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So it's just lovely, going back to the original point, it's lovely that we can pray. It's lovely that the Lord enables us to be able to come into his presence in prayer. It's lovely that we can come by the blood of the Lamb. It's lovely that we have access. Sinners saved by grace, we have this lovely access. Let's make use of that access, even today. Let's come before his presence. Let's come before the Lord who helps us. He has given us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, who leads us into truth. Let's pray to the Lord for revival and restoration and for all the needs that we have in our families, in our friends, in our churches, in our neighbours. Let's go down before him in prayer. Thank you.